This morning on Wake Up With Hope, Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will be here with us to share a morning devotional.
Plus, the people from the healthiest corner in the nation are back with a special feature on reducing the risk of chronic diseases.
And we can't forget that the Let's Pray team will be here with us as well to pray.
Come along with us, friends.
Good morning, friends, and thank you for waking up with hope.
On this bright and almost summertime morning, we want to inspire you to be creative. It's National Creativity Day, and each one of us has a special talent God has given us. We want to encourage you to find yours.
That's right. What can you do to share God's love with others in a creative way? Spend some time today thinking about it and in prayer, and watch how God enlightens you. And then send us a message on Facebook and let us know what you thought of.
Well, on today's program, we're talking about being connected to our ultimate lifeline, Jesus Christ. Are you connected? Stay tuned as we discuss this shortly.
And Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will also be with us to share a morning devotional. We're going to have a special health segment on reducing the risk for chronic disease. Plus, we're going to have the Let's Pray team with us. But first, let's find out what took place on this day in history.
On May 30, 1431, at Rouen, in English-controlled Normandy, Joan of Arc, the peasant girl who became the savior of France, was burned at the stake for heresy. Joan of Arc is honored as a defender of the French nation for her role in the siege of Orléans and her insistence on the coronation of Charles VII of France during the Hundred Years' War. Claiming to be acting under divine guidance, she became a military leader who transcended gender roles and gained recognition as a savior of France. In 1428, Joan requested to be taken to Charles, later testifying that she was guided by visions from the Archangel Michael, Saint Margaret, and Saint Catherine to help him to save France from English domination. Convinced of her devotion and purity, Charles sent Joan, who was about 17 years old, to the siege of Orléans as part of a relief army. After a couple of unsuccessful sieges, Joan was captured by Burgundian troops. After trying unsuccessfully to escape, she was handed to the English in November. She was put on trial by Bishop Pierre Cauchon on accusations of heresy, which included blaspheming by wearing men's clothes, acting upon visions that were demonic, and refusing to submit her words and deeds to the judgment of the church. She was declared guilty and burned at the stake on this day in history in 1431.
Wow. Friends, what a story. You know what? Joan's visions can be proven to have been of God. She did follow what she believed to be true. And friends, our only safety is in following God's explicit word, His Bible. You know, and as we do this and seek His face in all we do, we can be sure that we're on the safe route. And may we follow everything we know to be true and be found faithful when Jesus returns.
Amen. That's true. This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have our healthy friends from Loma Linda University Health Center with a snippet of their Live It program. This morning, they are discussing how we can reduce our risk of chronic diseases in a simple manner.
Many of you may remember being told as a child to eat your greens because they'll make you healthy and strong.
Even as an adult, this idea still holds true. Eating our greens has many health benefits. In fact, pairing it up with dried fruit, legumes, and brown rice may help prevent colon polyps, which are abnormal growths in the colon that sometimes lead to colon cancer.
Colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States.
Loma Linda University Health researchers found eating legumes at least 3 times a week reduced the risk of colon polyps by 33%.
And having brown rice at least once a week reduced the risk by 40%. Eating those cooked green veggies once a day or more was associated with a reduced risk of 24%.
And eating dried fruit 3 times a week or more reduced the risk by 26%.
Legumes, dry fruits, brown rice, they have high fiber. For cooked green vegetables, we found that they have high anticarcinogen compounds that will help to decrease this risk.
Taking precaution now against colon cancer is important, and you can start by eating more whole foods containing fiber. You can cook brown rice and pair it up with lentils. You can also swap white rice for brown rice.
There is your tip for the day on how you can live healthier longer.
Friends, have you ever stopped to analyze the question, are you connected to heaven? Let's talk about it on today's Bible and Christian Living segment.
My friends and I always joke about this hobby. We say it's 90% fix and 10% fun. This little car and I, we have a lot of history together. This was the first radio control car I ever bought, and I had great dreams and aspirations about how much fun it was going to be. Turns out I had colossal crashes in many of them. Spent more time in the workshop than on the playground, so to speak. I thought I was just a bad driver. And then after many hours of fixing, rebuilding, diagnosing, I discovered there was a problem with the power supply and the electrical unit. Have thought that a tiny little power supply like this could cause so many troubles to a remote control car. Turns out that it might be the same in life as well. Sometimes it's the little things that we don't get right that influence and that come back to bite us in bigger ways. Little things that give way to bigger things in our lives. This little power supply had a big influence on the kind of signal quality that my little car received from me as the driver. And when its power supply wasn't working properly, it just did its own thing. It went where it wanted to. It accelerated when I told it to slow down. It went left when I told it to go right. The result was it collided with walls and it ended up very broken. And I'm thinking, it's very much the same for us. When there's stuff going on in our lives that interfere with the signals that the Creator intends to send us, we start to live our own lives according to our own dictates, do what we want, when we want, how we want. Sometimes we even think that's the very definition of freedom. Turns out that actually that's the definition of slavery. So let me ask you, where are you getting your signal from? What's directing your life? Who are you obeying? The Bible conveys this interesting idea that God wants us to live our lives in such a way that we are in harmony with the frequency of heaven, that we're in tune with His signal and His messages. The way that this actually happens is through the gift of His very own presence, called the Holy Spirit, who lives in us and through us. You see, what God offers to do for us is to actually come into our lives in such a way that He's a constant companion, someone who's always there, communicating with us, influencing our thoughts, helping us with our choices and our decision making. It reminds me of that old hymn, those old words, well known, goes something like this: "Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings." Is God living out His life through you? Are you a vessel in harmony with Him? Are you receiving His signals on a daily basis? How is it with you?
hope you're finding our program worthwhile, friends. Don't forget, you can share us with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup for more.
And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us.
We'll be right back with more.
Welcome back. We're being blessed today on Wake Up with Hope.
It's now time for one of our most favorite parts of our program, prayer. This morning, we invite you to take special hold of the privilege of talking to God as we join the Let's Pray team for special prayer.
Hello, hello, family. It is time to pray. My name is Susan Cromwell. I'm one of two hosts for Hope Channel's Let's Pray. And I'd like to pray over the topic of just getting through today. Maybe you could call it endurance. But for many, there's not a 5-year plan or a 30 days from now plan. There are circumstances that surround some of us where making it through today is the miracle. And I'd like to pray for you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are in the midst of the most difficult circumstances. You're here with us in those places, Father. I thank you, Jesus, that you're our strength, that you're our hope, that you're our answer, that you're our endurance, Heavenly Father. There are many who will sit next to a hospital bed today, Heavenly Father. There are many who are walking into difficult work situations or maybe facing today without a job again. And Heavenly Father, I just pray, I ask Jesus, that you would help each one of us in our place of discouragement, Father, that the enemy may not be able to whisper more lies in that place, that you would help us to choose the truth over the lies, that you would help us to recognize the voice of the enemy over the voice of our King. Heavenly Father, that still small voice, the enemy tries to be so loud. The enemy tries to drown you out, Father. But I pray for your stillness in this day for each one of us, Lord, that regardless of the circumstances, as difficult as they can be, that we would choose you. And Father, in the places where folks feel like they don't even have the energy to believe right now, Lord, I pray that this community would have the faith for them. That we would continue to pray for those around us, Lord, who are indeed facing incredible circumstances. That we would remember, according to Philippians 4:13, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, especially the hard things. And Lord, in the places where we feel like we're just going to fall over, I pray that you would help us to understand that you're able to carry us in those places. That we don't have to power through. We'll make it through, and you'll bring us there, Father, and we thank you for that. If we don't feel good enough, that's okay. You're enough, Father. If I don't feel strong enough, you're all the strength that I need. And that making it through today depends on you, not on me. I thank you, Jesus, that your love and ability to carry us through and to make a way where it looks like there is no way is not dependent upon our behavior, but simply of your goodness and your love for us. Lord, I know there are principles that can be applied to help us and to strengthen us in the midst of dark times. I pray, Lord, that we would begin to remember them, that if we cannot remember them, that we would go to your word to seek them. Heavenly Father, I pray that the enemy would not be able to settle discouragement or despair over any person within the sound of this prayer, Lord. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, Father, I pray that you would loose your life and encouragement and compassion, your comfort, Jesus, that is poured out for us so that we might comfort others. You're the answer, Father. And I thank you, Jesus, that in Romans 5 it says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And that's what we need, Father, is your hope. So help us, Jesus, to have a holy fortitude during these times where even if we don't see change, Lord, we still see Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for the way that you love. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. God bless you guys today.
And amen. Well, friends, we have a devotional message now from Jesus 101 coming right up after this short break. And don't forget to visit us at hope.study to grab your free Bible study guides today. So, friends, don't turn the channel. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. We are happy you're still with us.
It's now time for a devotional thought. Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will be bringing it to us this morning.
Hello, everyone. We continue with our series, Fear Not. And today's topic is Fear Not, Powerful Armies. And you might not be fighting armies, but we fight obstacles that are powerful in our lives. And I want to start by telling you that perception, I learned that perception is the interpretation of reality. How we're going to interpret a particular situation that happens in our lives. And I learned that when you have a particular belief, you interpret different. The same situation that somebody else might interpret in a negative way, you might be able to interpret it in a positive way, just because you have your perception glasses on. I don't know if you remember, I think it was in the 80s and 90s, these 3D pictures came along that you had to focus your eyes, and all of a sudden you saw a whole different reality emerged from the picture. I remember I used to be a youth leader at that time. And for my birthday, the youth of the church brought me this huge picture as a birthday present. And I couldn't see what they were seeing. So I stayed there for hours crossing my eyes and doing all kinds of things until I was able to see it. And it was so beautiful. It was completely different what emerged from the picture than what I could see at first sight. Well, you know, we always have two sides of reality. The one that we see with our eyes and the one we see with our spiritual eyes. And that's usually called faith and believing. Today, we're going to study a story that makes this very clear. So please come with me to the second book of Kings, chapter 6. There is a prophet in the land. His name is Elisha. And there is an enemy of Israel, the king of Aram, that is trying to fight Israel all the time. And when he makes plans to come and fight, the prophet tells the king of Israel, the king of Aram is coming. And so he's always ready. So one day the king of Aram said, what's going on? How come the king of Israel always knows when we're coming? And I'm going to read on 2 Kings 6, verse 11. The heart of the king of Aram was enraged over this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, will you tell me which of us is for the king of Israel? Is there a mole in our group? How come the king of Israel always knows when we're coming? And one of his servants, verse 12, said, no, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. This prophet is like a fly on your wall. No matter what you say, what you do, he knows. And so he lets the king of Israel know. That's why he's always ready. So the king of Aram said, verse 13, go and see where he is, this prophet, and that I may send and take him. And it was said to him, behold, he's in Dothan. And he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. I think this is such a paradox, because if this was a prophet that always knew what was coming, how could the king of Aram said, oh, okay, I know I'm going to get him and he's not going to know I'm coming. What a paradox, right? A prophetic paradox. And when they were sleeping, the whole army surrounded the city where the prophet was. So in the morning, when they woke up, the attendant of the prophet looks out the window and he sees this army that is completely surrounding them, right? And verse 15, this is 2 Kings 6:15. Now, when the attendant of the man of God had risen early and gone out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was circling the city. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? What shall we do? We are surrounded by powerful armies. What are we going to do? Maybe today you are feeling that way, that your eyes see obstacles, enemies, armies against you. And you're saying, we can't do anything about this. What are we going to do? And this is where the prophet's words might be exactly what you need today. The prophet says to his servant, verse 16, he answered, "Do not fear." That's our series. Fear not. Do not fear. For those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And I imagine the attendants saying, okay, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's just 2, 1, and 1, 2. You know, there's no more than two. It's just us. And the prophet said, no, there's a lot more with us than with them. And then he prayed. The prophet prayed. Verse 17, Elisha prayed and said, "Oh Lord, I pray, open his eyes." This is his other eyes, his eyes of faith, that he could see the spiritual realities. He's asking for a bridge to the spiritual reality so that he could actually see it. And Elisha prayed and said, "Oh Lord," verse 17, "I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. I like to visualize this because, you know, many times we feel surrounded by circumstances, and they felt surrounded by circumstances. I mean, the attendant did. Elisha already knew this. He didn't even need to see it. He believed it so much that he didn't even need to see it. But imagine this. They're surrounded, completely surrounded. It's just two of them, the prophet and the attendant, and the attendant and the prophet and the prophet and the attendant. That's it. They're surrounded by an army. And the prophet says, no, the ones that are with us are more than the ones that are with them. And then he prays that for a moment, his servant would be able to see how the Lord of hosts and all the angels were surrounding them and that they were a much more powerful army. So this looks very fearful, doesn't it? But when you put the second reality, oh, I love this, of all these angels around them, oh, now it looks completely different, doesn't it? Because now it's no longer this army that was there. It's all this other reality that is surrounding them that, of course, now it looks much better, doesn't it? Because the army of the Lord of hosts is around them. You know, after this prayer, Elisha will pray that the soldiers will be blinded, and they are, and he leads them to Samaria. And then the king of Israel says, "What shall I do? Shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?" And he said, "No, don't kill them. This is from the Lord. So now you're going to do a great feast for them." This is verse 23. He prepared a great feast for these soldiers. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away and they went to their master. You know, this truth has been with me for a long time. Sometimes I feel surrounded by obstacles and powerful armies. And I remember a verse from my childhood, Psalm 34:7, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and defends them." We always have this second reality around us. Those who are with us are much more than those, many more than those that are against us. And see, this is important to remember because salvation always also works like this. Not only our daily battles, the things that we face, but salvation works this way. You need to look at it through the eyes of faith and be sure of the things you don't see, but that God has told you. Salvation says, "He who has the Son has life." So be sure of this. Put your glasses on. Be sure of your salvation. Remember, faith, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, faith is the certainty of things we don't see. So you can be certain of them because there's this second reality that God offers us both for our salvation and our daily battles. Fear not, powerful armies.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for those encouraging words.
Amen. And friends, thank you for spending time with us this morning. And if you would like to learn more about us or share us with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to wake up with us right here tomorrow morning. We will have wonderful music by Hope Harmonies, and John Bradshaw will have the devotional thought for us. Plus, the Parenting Place will be back with more parenting tips. We will have an insightful masterstroke episode and much more. You are sure to be blessed, so don't miss it. And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more about God's amazing plan for your life, Visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, that's hope.study, and they're free. Free Bible study guides. You're going to be blessed. Oh, and check out the website. We are sure you're going to find something there for you. But before we go, we have a Bible promise. The Bible promise today says, the Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. That promise is found in Romans chapter 8, verse 15.
Amen. What a simple promise, friends. The Spirit God gives us is a spirit of love, a spirit that drives us close to him and helps us cling to him. As a child clings to their father, they know will never fail them. Friend, hold on to Jesus and never let go. You have been adopted into the divine family.
Amen. You know, we've had a wonderful time today, and we hope that you truly felt God's love and care for you. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today, Lord, we want to ask to you as a good father, would you give us the gift of the Holy Spirit? Fill us with the Holy Spirit, Lord. We want the comfort, the guidance, the protection, the conviction of the Holy Spirit in our life. Thank you for being a good, good Father. We trust in you, and we thank you for the hope that we have in you as we walk by faith today. In Jesus' name, amen.